The 2025 baseball season opened to a new controversy when New York Yankee batters hit 15 home runs in their first three games. They hit nine of these home runs with a bat shaped like a bowling pin, but called a torpedo bat.
There's a lot of people that see it as cheating.
Yeah, that's crazy. Honestly,
why is that?
I just think it's well within the rules of baseball. Bats have been reshaped over and over again over the years.
Aaron Leonhardt, who has a doctoral degree in physics from MIT and taught at the University of Michigan before moving on to a career in baseball, including a stint as batting coordinator for the Yankees, is usually given credit for bringing the torpedo bat to the attention of major league batters. The thick part of a regulation baseball bat, or in what today's baseball jargon is called the barrel, extends from the top of the bat to a few inches above the bat's trademark, which is located in the middle of the bat. The back begins to thin at the trademark to give the batter a better grip at the bottom of the bat. Often, when a batter hits a baseball on the trademark, he breaks the bat because of its thinness at the trademark. The thickness of the torpedo bat, unlike that of a regulation bat, extends several inches below the trademark, thereby creating a larger surface for the barrel and increasing the batter's chance of making solid contact with the baseball.
Major League Baseball has made it clear that this is a legal bat. For us, that's well within the rules for these torpedo bats, and then we just design within those rules. I see it no different than really changing the taper of the bat. It's just we're now putting a taper at the end of the bat as well as down towards the handle.
The only problem in extending the thickness of the bat to below the trademark is the potential for slowing down the batter's swing because of the added weight to the bat. The solution was to make the top of the bat inches thinner, even though it makes the bat look like a bowling pin or a torpedo.
Take the sweet spot wherever it would otherwise be spread and put it where that batter normally makes contact with the ball.
Think of a sledgehammer. If most of the weight is distributed toward the end, it takes more energy to swing it, but produces more powerful results.
All the fuss over the torpedo bat reminded me of my own experiences with bats. Most of them good, but not at the beginning of my baseball days. My baseball buddies and I didn't have umpires in our early games, so we argued that a ball was fair or foul, a runner safe or out, until one side gave in and the game went on. When I hit a ball over the third base bag that I thought was clearly fair, the other side kept arguing that it was foul. When the other side wouldn't stop arguing and wouldn't go on with the game, I took my bat, the only one we had for the game, stormed off the field, and, with my bat over my shoulder, marched home. In my later playing days, I often used one of the bats provided by the high school, Park District, and Sandlot teams that I played for in Pittsburgh. The oddest bat I ever used was a pickaxe handle that my high school provided for our softball games because the school couldn't afford the regulation bats that we kept breaking. I've lost count of the bats I used over the years, but I still have the last bat I used in a game. In the mid-1970s, softball teams in our area were making the transition from wood to aluminum bats. One day at practice, my colleague in SIU's Department of English and softball buddy Dick Lawson showed up with an aluminum bat. I liked the bat, used it in games, and still have it after Dick let me keep it when he stopped playing a few years before I called it quits. I also have a bat that I never used in a game. It was a gift from Pirates Hall of Famer Bill Mazeroski and his wife Mylene. Back in 2010, Sally O'Leary, at that time the Pirates alumni director, told me that Kelly Mazeroski was writing a children's book about her father-in-law's famous home run in the 1960 World Series called Maz, You're Up. When Sally asked if I would help Kelly with the book, I happily agreed. A few weeks after the book was published, I received an odd-looking, oblong package in the mail. Inside was a baseball bat autographed by Bill Mazeroski. The package included a note written on Bill Mazeroski's Hall of Fame stationery thanking me for making Kelly's dream come true. Recently, my wife Anita asked me if I would use a torpedo bat. I said I would, but at 86 years old, I told her that I didn't think it would do me much good. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.